Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have a wonderful time with some sample healings today. And today is Monday. Hopefully your day started off fine for everybody out there listening. And we'll first do some entity releasing from people. So here we go. Going to start releasing entities. Again, just sit back and relax, and you may actually start to feel them leave you as you do this clearing. So here we go. We're from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And you may actually feel your body temperature change a little bit during this process. It's perfectly normal to feel something. And now they're beginning to leave. So again, just sit back and relax. And this will take probably about 3 minutes to do. So I'm going to put some music on for everybody. So you're able just to kind of sample this clearing, feel your body. And we'll start moving up now and going up to our ankles and just enjoy. Waist area. Our shoulders now. Neck and head. quick body scan, going from the top of our head down now to the bottom of our feet. With some of the entities, so we're going to do this for just a little bit longer here. We'll work with entities that are typically inside of us now, that are maybe more deeply in us here, that are in our consciousness, okay? Some entities just strictly attached to the outside of our body. They don't necessarily come in and talk to us inside of our head, so we're now working with those energies here. That's a pretty nice clearing for everybody. And we'll now do a chakra alignment. So go to your heart center. Good. Throat good. Third eye good. Power chakra good. Second chakra and first chakra. Do an opening now for those who wish to have a little more energy in their bodies. In fact, I'm going to change this slightly here. Because you all know where you are now, and because of all these clearings that we've done, on you and just working with you just on this radio program, you probably don't know where you have been or how much healing you've actually had during these sessions, okay? So what we're going to do is I'm going to go back, and we'll go back maybe 6 months from now, or if you just joined us a few months ago, then we'll go back to that time. So what we're going to do is do your chakras and put them to that state 6 months ago for everybody. So you can actually see how it is from then to now. So here we go. So I'll count to 10, and you may actually feel changes happening to you. So we're going to go back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So kind of do a body scan to see how your body's sensing the energies now. And this is where you were 6 months ago. And we'll go back another 6 months for those who have listened to us longer than that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you might feel your body energy kind of wilting slightly, okay? And we'll go back another 6 months. We've been on the show for quite a while. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a year and a half from now. And now you can see how you feel. And now we're going to bring you up to date right now. So here we go, coming back into this present moment, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do a chakra alignment for everybody. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And now going below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And that will do the mind to heart drop. It takes your awakening consciousness and brings it into your heart center. So dropping down, think of an elevator, 10 floors your head, first floor is your heart. Very simple. You can visualize this if you wish. For those who can actually feel, sense energies, you actually feel this energy moving down on your body. It's kind of like you're swallowing something as it goes down and down and down. So here we go, dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, we should be in our heart centers now. I'm sure that you people are, so we're going to put some music on again. And just enjoy being heart-centered right now. Connect with your spirit. It's always with you, but now you have a clear channel. Thank you. Okay, so you should all be nice and heart-centered. Should be a very relaxful time for everybody right now since we did these little sample clearings here and got you into your heart center. So we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And we've got quite a few people I see on the fast chat, so it's great, guys. Thank you for being with us. And actually, as a matter of fact, there's a few questions. Would this be a good time, Ron, for you to take some of these up?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, sounds good. So the first question I see is from Mike, and it's a question about lightship clearings, and he would like to know which clearing is best for someone who's dealing with obsessive-compulsive disorder, that type of thing, and the anxiety that tends to go along with that. So any comments for Mike?
Yeah, I think I would try the mind-looping clearing myself because that clearing actually keeps your mind stirred up, or your mind is stirred up, and it keeps repeating patterns. So I think I would try that. That's what I would probably try to do first. We have the initial self-empowerment sessions that we do, and I would probably do that one, Mike. That's my suggestion to you.
Okay, great. And, of course, anyone can always, who's getting clearings, can always discuss, you know, with Ron what they need next. Or sometimes when you have the sample clearings that are on the radio, you can kind of feel a particular one maybe more than others. Not always, but if that happens, that's usually a good sign that that's a good one for you. So I hope that answered your question, Mike. And then let's see. We also had a question about what prerequisites are there for someone who would like to get the clearing for the reincarnation barcode.
Okay. I'd like to get everybody to have at least the emotional clearing first. The reason is that allows you to have your spirit more connected with you. But anything that deals with extraterrestrial energies, like the spirit barcode, the parallel lifetimes, I can do those without the emotional one first. But believe me, it's for your own benefit to have that clearing done first. There are other ones that we would like you to do too, but you know, try to get that emotional one done beforehand. But if you know you're feeling that you're being suffocated in parallel lives, and yeah, I can do that first for you, but I'd rather do the emotional one first. So that
well,
would be,
seems like
I would
that,
suggest as a prerequisite for that.
Yeah, and it seems like that just eases the burden so much because of what we're dealing with in our present lifetime.
Yes, and you don't know how bad off you are until you have that clearing. Remember, for me just to change your life, you know, to have that done, for what I have seen and all the clearings that I do with people, and to watch them and get their emails back to me how grateful they are after having that one clearing. It's not that the other ones don't do anything for you. Just that one clearing does so much. I mean, if you haven't had it, you don't know what you're missing. I mean, it'd be like me trying to describe to you what it's like to go to Disneyland as a child, you know. I can talk to you all I want and all that I can and trying to describe, you know, what's there. But until you actually experience it, you're not going to have a clue. And that clearing is just so beneficial. That's why I say if you only see me once in your lifetime, get that clearing done because it will change your life for you.
Wonderful. So so for people that may be listening for the first time, what is this reincarnation barcode that you were talking about?
God. Okay. Well, when you checked in here, remember Hotel California, the song that naturally, when you come in here for the first incarnation, the dark side keeps you held captive here by your spirit barcode that's tattooed, we'll say, onto your spirit. So somehow they get a piece of that spirit. And with that barcode is how they control your spirit. Remember, your spirit still is divine energy, but somehow they're able to tap into that and put a program on your spirit. And this is why you have all of your incarnations here. So, yes, you are going through spiritual evolution of the dark side, you know, thinking that you have to learn something. And this is what, you know, readers tell you about, and, you know, the New Age movement definitely will tell you that you're here for lessons. And this is all dark side stuff. And so you are here because of them. And this barcode is why you have not ascended every 2,000 years, because the dark side will take your spirit and take you off to some dark side universe during that ascension time. And so when the universe of light's turned off, you're still in a universe of darkness thinking that you're in the light, because the spirit barcode brought you there. And they connected your spirit, took you off into another body that looks just like yours, living on another fabricated earth planet that looks like this one. And you don't know any difference. You just think that you're here enjoying life as it is, you know, every other day of your life. But you're somewhere else in a dark side parallel universe. And this is a cloned Earth, and the cloned Earth is just like this one here. So you really don't know that you missed ascension. And then when the universe gets turned back on again, then you come back to the Earth here, and you're back as normal. You don't know what happened, what changed. And so you're going through another 2,000-year cycle, hopefully waiting for the next one to occur, which never happens because, you know, if you take the amount of time of, you know, every 2,000 years, that's five times every 10,000 years. So let's say that you've been here, you know, for 50,000 years. Okay, so how many ascensions have you missed? That's quite a few. And this is why you're still here. This is why you have past lives. In the light, there's no past lives. You know, there's no forced reincarnation. You just strictly go where you want to go to after each death of that life form that you're in, whether it be, 10 minutes or, you know, 1,000 years. It makes no difference of what the time is when that life form that you're in decides to give up its life force energy, whatever way that would be to that life form, then the spirit leaves it, and then you go on to another life form. And so this is why you're forced here, because of your spirit barcode. And we're doing a special session. I don't know if we should get into it right now, but we will shortly here. I've had a lot of emails from people asking me in the past what they can do to get rid of these extraterrestrial critters on them. If you're listening to the show, this may be of interest to you. It might perk your ears up. So we'll just do some questions if we can first, Sylvia, and then we'll talk about what we're presenting now to people.
Yes, we have a very special announcement coming up. We'll do that in a little while. We'll just kind of get the rest of these questions answered from the fast chat if we can. Along the lines of the mind loop clearing that you brought up earlier, we had a question from a listener who has done that clearing and wants to know if the unlimited update option will be available on your website for that.
Yes, that will be put on shortly here, so I'll have to get around to do that.
Great.
Yes, it will be on there, yes. All the clearings that I do, I really want to get the unlimited on there for everybody so they can become current whenever they need it, and they can go on there, you know, at 3 in the morning if they want to get some peace in their life. So these clearings will help you with that on the unlimited. So if you're brand new to the Creation Lightship, we do online healings. I also do the same healings in person on the telephone or in person when I go out to expos, but mainly... you know, I'm not at expos every day, so I do them on the telephone. You can also go on if you're not in the area or it's a tow call, you know, from out of the country. Just go online and you can do a clearing. And then you'd have the option of having an unlimited clearing for $50. And that allows you to go on whenever you wish and have that clearing done. You can go on there as many times as you want in the daytime. And it's wonderful because you can become current. Remember, the clearings don't go into the future. They go from when they start back to the past. Remember, the only thing that has a future is the dark side. The dark side has a future. This is why we're stuck in the darkness here, because we live in the future and in the past, and they create the future for us by our horoscope, by our natal chart. So we have a future from the dark side, but the light only works in the now. So once you finally start connecting the dots, is what I'm talking to you about. If you're, you know, maybe you're a fourth-time listener to the program and you're kind of getting it. And once you really understand that the light has no future because everything is created moment by moment, then you're going to wonder and really realize why and how you've been lied to in this lifetime. Not only this lifetime, but all your past lifetimes here. because the information is only available when the light ship comes every 2,000 years. After that, it's up to the people to hold on to the information and pass it from generation to generation, but typically the dark side, being so cagey, comes in and changes it. So this information that I'm bringing you has only been on this planet since 2005. So it's all brand new because, you know, we don't retain information typically, you know, from, you know, 2,000 years ago. You may have it in your cellular structure, but it's not going to become conscious to you unless you really, you know, go deep and look for it. But this information is what it is. The light's only in the now. Everything that's outside of the now is not of the light. And so that's it in a nutshell. And once you really understand that, then you're going to really be able to wrap yourself around the teachings of the light ship, because they're very simple. Don't go outside of yourself to false gods, to energies that you connect to vortexes, to ETs, to anything else, because you have it within you. The divine gave you everything in your package of your spirit so your spirit can be fully empowered, except for the barcode. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from a listener who's wanting to know if a whole lifetime clearing could be made for someone who's dealing with feelings for of being like undeserving or feeling like they don't deserve goodness in their life, that type of thing.
Yes, what normally happens is we have our recommended initial self-empowerment clearings. And that's on this page, too. If you wish to scroll down a little bit further, you can click on them or just go to the website. There's a listing of all the different various healings. But the initial clearings is what the light ship would prefer that you do first, and I sort of prefer that also, because it gets you so much more advanced in your reality of your consciousness, especially when your twin flame energy is with you and your home base energy. And so that's your true spiritual backup. But if And what happens is people may ask me a question like you just got through asking, Sylvia. Well, sometimes these clearings will actually work in that area, even though that's not the title or the topic of it. So after you do a few clearings, what might look overwhelming to you when you see this information in front of you as you're reading it, and you go, man, that I have that, and I have this, and you get your little pencil out, and you maybe print it out, and you start checking these things off. Now, all of a sudden, your whole page has all the checks on it. You go, well, man, I need all these things. Well, you may not need all of them because as you have individual clearings going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then the clearings may overlap, and what you thought you needed right now, you don't need really, because maybe the emotional clearing took care of it for you. Maybe a trauma clearing took care of it. But if for some reason you have the clearings and you say, man, I'm still dealing with this here, then we can create a specialized clearing just for that one specific thing that you're asking for. So
oh,
back
that's
to you,
wonderful.
Sylvia.
Great. Great. Okay, so let's see. I'll take one more question here, and then I want to make sure we have time for your special announcement, Ron. And I believe we had a healing request earlier, so we'll hold that till later in the program today. And I'll take this one question up, and that is, if someone has had a matrix disconnection clearing, is it still possible that the dark side can still reach someone and run their lives?
Yes, it is. The matrix gets you out of the matrix energy from the planet here, which we call the mind matrix. So that helps you with that. And like I said again, you know, you might be out of it the day of your clearing, but they can still slowly come back into your conscience. So you want to definitely get into the additional clearings that you can do daily if you choose to stay and keep yourself cleared of these energies. So it's kind of like going to a doctor, and maybe you have your arm in a cast, and then the doctor removes the cast from your arm, and he says, okay, your hand or arm is perfectly free now, it's fine. Well, you can go out again and break it, you know, as you walk out his door. So you want to definitely keep current with your healings, because the darkness is still pretty strong here, and they can still creep in. But what normally happens is what we clear away is just so much stuff. You know, it's not as if you're going to get this thing back, you know, over again, in the same proportion. So, if you might be clearing away 100 pounds of gunk on you, and yeah, you might collect an ounce or two, but once you have that clearing done, you feel so much more relieved that you don't want to have that extra ounce coming to you because you know what it's like. So that's what I would, how I would probably answer that question. So, yes, you are basically released, but there's more energies to that, too. You'd want to have a barcode clearing. You'd want to get your parallel lights. Remember, there's a lot of dark side clearings. And I guess that brings us into what we're going to be doing on a special conference call.
Yes. Oh, so everyone hold on to your hat, sit back, and get ready for this announcement. This is probably going to be one of the most exciting things we've ever been able to announce. And Ron, would you like to start it off?
Well, it started basically probably when the light shift got strong enough. You have to remember that the light shift came in here not knowing what they're up against, okay? And so as we've been working with them, and I'll use the word we because I have people probably listening who's been listening to me, you know, for, you know, quite a long time now. And if you're new, then you're still a we. And the light ship would start off with different procedures, different types of healings, and then they had found out that we needed more. And that was also from people asking for more. And so what happened, 11:30 of 07, we started releasing from you people the extraterrestrial life forms that inhabit our bodies. And these are like the squid and the octopus energies and the snakes and the maggots in your head. And there's many of these things. And on that show, if you wish to go to the archives, you can take a listen to it. We also did it last year on 1010 of 08. And you can get a kind of a feel for what's inside of you that was brought to you by the, I'll use the word, the soulless negative ET beings here, the dark side. And they brought these things into us, and they live inside of us. And they take away our life force energy. They cause us physical illness, physical pain. And we're like a host to them. We're also a host to the ETs themselves off this planet, but the things crawling around inside of us you want to get rid of. So I'll just give you an example. I worked with one lady in person, and as she was talking more and more about things, she said that her scalp started itching her. And it itched her for quite a while. Didn't know what it was. Thought it was dandruff or something. So that ended up being the little maggots that crawl around on the top of your head. So I did a release from that for her. That probably took, at the time, I'm guessing about an hour to do, where she finally felt at ease and had no more itches on her head. And I'm sure people listening here probably have itches, and they scratch, and, you know, it kind of relieves it. Then they get another scratch, you know, and itch here and there, and they scratch more, and, you know, kind of goes on and on. Then you finally just forget about it because you can't deal with it. Well, then she says, well, I have this problem where I feel something moving around inside of my body. I thought, oh, great. And so started looking, and sure enough, you know, it was one of these extraterrestrial, invisible life forms that we call the worms, okay, and snakes. So I started pulling those out of her. Now, this lady says she doesn't eat much, but she's always bloated. So after about another hour, hour and a half of healing, all of a sudden I pulled these things out of her, and she's feeling them, and they're moving around inside of her body. And I finally get it out, or get them out, and all of a sudden her stomach shrunk in a couple of inches. She goes, look, my stomach's in. I says, yeah, you know. So anyway, from then to now, we've been discovering a few more of these creepy critters. So we're going to be having a special night, actually three nights. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll be an intensive for 17 hours of light ship healing to get these things out of you. And so from there, I guess I'll just turn it over to you, Sylvia. Maybe you can read what we come up with here, and it'll be an intensive, and you have to come on each call. I can do absentee if you can't come on one of them, but by all means, it'll be the 21st of next month, but by all means, come on all of these calls if you can. It'll be a conference call line, so you don't have to come and see me. So the workshop will be actually, you know, done on your couch or chair, and you can relax, and it's just wonderful. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah. So Wow, this is going to be huge. So basically, what this is like a 3-day intensive kind of a healing and ascension accelerator. In other words, when I was talking with Ron and he was asked, you know, in communication with the light ship and working on, you know, what is the big kind of hurdle that's preventing people from physically being able to heal and ascend, and the biggest barrier to that right now seems to be this all this, you know, ET dark side parasitic energetic life forms, invisible life forms that have, you know, pretty much taken up their place within us and on us. And the problem with these things is not just the physical problems that they create, but the fact that they somehow have interfaced us with, you know, this mind programming and the whole dark side. It's kind of like the way that they're getting into us. And so basically these 3 days of healing are designed to really get rid of this infiltration of your body, the interference that they have in your life, their attempts to kind of sabotage your ability to do the ascension, and the way that they basically have, you know, brought forth this, you know, genetically programmed information that keeps the whole thing in place. So like Ron was saying, when he's worked with those different people, you know, just maybe clearing one area of the body or one of these types of life forms could take maybe an hour and a half, and there's so many of them. So we wanted to do a super-powered weekend that would basically clear the whole ball of worms, I guess you could say, in one fell swoop so that people could get on with things. So this weekend is going to include 17 hours of light ship healing. And I guess, would you like to, Ron, get into some of the specific ones on this program? Do you want to go into those specifics of the different healings?
Yeah, so, yeah, that sounds great. So what I will say, it's not naturally in one day. We're going to do 3 hours on a Friday night, which will be the 20th. And then Saturday will be 8 hours, and Sunday will be 6 hours. And we'll have, you know, naturally breaks in between. So if you hear this, don't balk at the bit, because it's a long time. You're going to be on the light ship for 17 hours. And I will say that to the people listening, if you've ever been on one of my one-hour conference calls or even the little sample one that we do on Fridays, and then we do the 4 hours, you know, once a month on a Saturday, the time goes by very, very quickly. This is why I'm not afraid to go out and have a 8-hour conference call where we're on the light ship for 8 hours. For most people, that would be very, very, very hard to do. But on the light ship, it's so much easier. And the time is not, how do I say this here? When you go to the light ship for 1 hour, it's like a 1-hour session. When you go there for 2 to 3 to 4 hours, it's not that it's equally 4 hours. It's so much more than the 4 hours. You know, it might be twice that amount or more. So 17 hours of healing is tremendous, and they're going to look through you, work on you with like a fine-tooth comb, and work with your bodies. Remember, when you go to the light ship, anything that's of darkness does not go there, so they're going to be working with you in quarantine, taking these things out of you. And I'll kind of just describe that. You have bodies that are infected by the darkness, and these bodies cannot go inside of the light ship because the light ship doesn't want these critters in there to corrupt the light. So you're put in quarantine, and I do a special clearing for quarantine bodies. Well, they're going to work with as much as they can to help you with that process. So it's possible that maybe having the session, you may not have to have any quarantine bodies healed after that. I don't know. But basically, this is how it works. They're going to be working with you, cleaning out these energies of darkness so that your spirit can come into your body. Remember, your spirit can't come into darkness. So if you have a problem, a physical condition right now, and you've been working on it for maybe years or decades, and it hasn't healed, that's more than likely because the bodies are infected with darkness, and you can't get it out of you. These healings, because these extraterrestrial critters are in you, and they're not going to allow light to come there. So this session, which is 17 hours in length, is going to help to release these. And so, yeah, once you run through what they are on each day, if you would, Sylvia, what we're going to be doing, and everybody listen closely, and you might want to repeat each one twice, Sylvia. That way they can really get it, because sometimes the implants on people goes off and they don't want to really hear, because this critter that you're going to be talking about, they may try to block your consciousness. So here we go. It's up to you, Sylvia. You got
okay.
The floor.
And just to let you know, everyone, this will be coming out in email version soon and posted on the website. So if you don't have a pen to write this down, don't worry about it right now, and we'll be talking about it on various radio shows before then. So the event is going to start on Friday, February 20th. That's next month, February 20th, 2009. And it will begin at 5:30 p.m. Pacific with the one-hour conference call healing session that will kind of get everyone together and kicked off to a nice start. And then from 7 to 9 p.m. will be the first two-hour specialty healing session. And this particular one is going to, and by the way, these specialty healings are going to be done in a sequence, a particular sequence that Ron has worked out with the light ship that will enable this clearing to be able to happen in this amount of time. So it's important to attend each one of the healings. And the first one will start with the dark side ET parasitic life forms that affect our head, our skulls, all, you know, anything head-related. And I guess we can give a few examples of those types of energetic life forms. For example, one, like Ron mentioned a little bit ago, the kind of maggoty type of energies that affect the head and the skull. Another one would be, it's like a scarab, so to speak, that actually sits on and blocks the third eye. Others that affect physical eyesight, you know, some that kind of burrow into the brain. I mean, it's really kind of gross to talk about it, but the good thing is that the light ship has discovered that these are here and affecting us, and we can get them out and reclaim. Because, you know, our spirit energy, Ron has talked on just about every show, the need for getting your spirit energy integrated with your physical body, having the spirit with you in the body. But we all also know that when we have entities and different things, then, you know, basically the spirit doesn't have the room to come in fully. So we want to get this out. And that's what this does. So, again, Friday night is the first two-hour healing, and that deals with these negative ET critters that live in and on and around the head area. So then we move to Saturday. Saturday starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time with a two-hour special event clearing, the second one in the series. And, again, this is dealing with these dark side ET parasite life forms. But this one will be the ones that affect the bones, the joints, the muscles, the skeleton. Ron, maybe you would like to talk about a couple of the different ones that affect that area.
Yeah, what happens when you have a joint problem, that normally has a caterpillar energy in it. And so a lot of these energies that we talk about are physical life forms here, and they may look like a representation of what's here. I'm not saying that caterpillars are bad, because they turn into a butterfly, but there are extraterrestrial life forms that look like that. And so that's one of those. We naturally have, you know, just many other ones, worms and snakes that come into us or wrap around us. If you've had a few of these sessions or even listened to the other programs on the BBS archives, you know that these snakes and worms that we have inside of us wrap around our body organs, make you so you can't sit up straight. You may think you have some kind of physical genetic problem. It's actually them causing it. They can constrict your breathing. They can give you high blood pressure, just many, many things. So, you know, this is basically what this second part of this is for. And then we're also including this, after that, 2 hours are going into the standard Lightship conference call that we have once a month for 4 hours. And then after that 4 hour of time, we're going for, I think, a couple other hours to continue on with some more healing. So it'll be just a wonderful event.
But, yeah, so
this is just what people need. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, so definitely. So again, just to go over that one more time, on Saturday, 10 to noon, Pacific will be the two-hour specialty clearing. That's just for, you know, the skeleton, bones, joints, muscles, all of that area. And then there'll be a break for, you know, everyone to be able to eat and take care of that kind of thing. And then from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. Pacific, that will be the four-hour ascension preparation and physical healing conference call, with also the divine water activation for the seven containers of water. So that will be, I mean, anyone who's been on that particular call knows how tremendous that is. I know, like you were mentioning earlier, Ron, how it seems like a four-hour trip on the Lightship is so much more than just like the 1 hour times four would be. And I've experienced that myself. The 4 hour calls, because I guess you're there for so much more time, are just so much more effective, it seems, that I can't even imagine what this will be like to have, you know, essentially 17 hours. But getting back to Saturday, so the 4 hour ascension preparation call will take place, and everyone will be on that. Then again, there'll be another hour break for eating and whatnot, and then another 2 hours Saturday evening. And this will be the third of these in the series of this dark side parasitic life form removal. And that one will deal with everything skin related. And this is very interesting, because if you think about the way that these critters are gaining entrance into the body, and the skin is supposed to be the protective, you know, function of the body. Well, that's how I believe they're getting in and puncturing through, and it's really quite important to get those out. Anything you want to add about the skin area, Ron?
Yeah, the skin is important. These are all important healings. You know, the next day is going to be on Sunday. And that's from noon to 2 o'clock. And then we have, I'll just tell you, have you say what they are after this. But then we go from 2, and we end up at, with two breaks in between, we end up at 7:30 PST on Sunday. So it's kind of almost like a full day from noon to 7:30. And so back east, you know, just add 3 hours to that. You can bring people on absentee if you wish. That also works fine. So I'll have you describe what we're doing. The last one is I guess I'll talk about that. The last one is that the energy that goes on your head, which is the jellyfish energy, and that's how the dark side connects to you. And we take that one off. So we kind of work inside of the body, get rid of stuff, and the last one is probably the way that the interface is for the dark side to you, which is a jellyfish with all those little stingers that connect to each one of your cells of your body. And this is how they bring forth to you this negative energy and bring you into your past as far as a thought. Remember, the mind energy connects to the jellyfish, and this is how the mind controls you. So you have to look at it another way. This is collective consciousness coming to you through the jellyfish as the interface, right? The keyboard, we'll say, and then the keyboard then activates the programs, which activate those programs in you that's stored in you from your ancestors. Remember, you're not innocent in this lifetime as far as having a pure body. Your ancestors have been tapped into also. And all this stuff kind of all works together. So this kind of gets rid of these things. But I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So we'll just go over the Sunday schedule. So again, from noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time will be a two-hour healing, and that's going to be the fourth segment. And that will deal with these invisible energetic parasites that deal with our internal organs and harm our immune systems. So this would include the lymph system and our internal organs, our blood supply, and that type of thing. So you can see that's quite important. Again, then there'll be an hour break, and then the one that Ron spoke about a minute ago, kind of the mother load of the whole parasitic life form, and that's this jellyfish energy that is kind of, the, like Ron said, the interface between the dark side and our physical life form, and the one that's bringing forth this information in our past genetic programming and cellular memory that actually has set it up so that it's sort of like little time bombs where when they go off at pre-programmed times, then these parasitic life forms will activate within us at those times. So so that's the last of those five. And then the final healing session, which will start a half an hour later and go from 5:30 to 7:30 Pacific time, is really beautiful. It's a light ship spirit integration healing session. So this is designed for, you know, now that all of these critters have been cleaned up from the body, well, now all of this, you know, which has been in the past kind of in quarantine, now can actually start to be worked on as far as healing for the light ship, and your spirit can now integrate and come into those areas and reclaim its own territory in your body temple. And so this will be beautiful healings on the light ship, including a light infusion chamber session and many more sessions to allow for this beautiful integration, kind of cementing all of the progress that you've made through the weekend in these mini clearings. So that will be a wonderful, wonderful way to close out the weekend. And I see our time is getting short, so I will just turn it back over to you, Ron, to see if there's anything else that you would like to mention about this weekend.
Yeah, the cost, normally what I charge to work with people to get these things out is $150, and that normally is for about an hour to hour and a half session, and I can't get them all out. I can get a few of them. What I'm going to charge is $500 for the 17 hours of work, and if you wish to bring a family member aboard, then it'll be half price for them. So that'd be $250. And I know it's going to be a tremendous amount of energy, and I think it's just wonderful. So I try to price it at a really good rate for the amount of time that we're putting in here. It'll be very, very intense, and I can, you know, almost guarantee you that you will be a different person after this year. The Lightship has been looking at this probably for the last couple of years, year and a half anyway, of doing something, but they just weren't strong enough yet to come down here into consciousness. Saying that a different way is that the darkness was so strong here that the light ship had no way to connect to do these healings to get rid of the darkness. Now they're able to do that, and this is why we're doing this session, because saving you is actually saving them. And so they have to come in with this process to get them out of you so that they can, again, regain their spiritual energy back with your body. Remember, your body's created from light, too. So not only is your body corrupted, which is what you're suffering with here, so is your spirit. And to the light ship, the body and the spirit are just as important. It's not that one is better than the other, because they're both created from light. So they're going to come in and do all they can do to help you to get rid of these things. And that's about all that I can say. It's just going to be a wonderful healing session. So just, you know, block out that time in your calendar, you know, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's going to be wonderful. So our time is kind of closing here.
Ron, real briefly, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead, Sylvia. You got the...
I wanted to mention really briefly also that for those of you that are on the Frequent Flyer program, there is going to be a little bit of a discount, too, beyond what Ron's already mentioned, so that's pretty wonderful. And I did see a question on the Fast Chat, which is really good, Ron. Do you recommend doing an emotional clearing before being a part of this.
Yes, I recommend at least having the emotional clearing done. Yes, definitely.
But it's not a mandatory prerequisite, but it would certainly help people. Is that what you're...
Yeah, it's not mandatory, but I would, you know, like I said earlier, I definitely, at least you get that one done for yourself.
Okay, great. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about this more on the next program on Wednesday. That's Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio. I'm sorry we ran out of time. I know that there was a request for a healing sample, but come back Wednesday and we'll get to those. And until then, definitely stay heart-centered and get with Ron to find out about this wonderful accelerator weekend of intense clearing. So I'll just sign off and say many blessings to everyone. It's been wonderful to be with you. Good night.
And also to say, scroll down to the bottom of the page if you're not on there on our email list, and just type it in there. And from there, we'll be sending out emails probably within the next day or two here about this program here. So if you want to get on the email list, we only send out maybe at the most probably about 4 emails a month. So just get on it, and we'll send you an email and look forward to that within a few days here. So blessings to all of you. Our next show is on Wednesday. And stay heart-centered, and we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody.
Blessings.